Hello and welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk podcast, where we discuss the latest polyethylene and polypropylene news. I'm Matt Tudball, and with me today is Jo Pitches, editor of the African Polymer Report. She's going to tell us why November prices have fallen further in Africa. Welcome, Jo. So, can you tell us a bit about what's been going on in the markets?
Hi, Matt. Well, African customers were expecting significant price decreases this month, originally anything up to around $50 a tonne. And there were a few reasons for this. First, crude oil prices have fallen significantly during the last few weeks. Performance in the major polymer markets such as China, India and Turkey has not been too good. Supply is said to have been ample, and this is set to increase further with the new Borouge 3 plant coming online. However, when Middle East producers announced their November prices, they tended to target just rollovers from the prices they achieved in October, or small decreases of around $10 to $20 a tonne.
So presumably buyers weren't happy with that?
No, far from it. I mean, African buying has been on a hand-to-mouth basis for many months. Customers have generally deemed African prices too expensive, so they've only been buying what they really need. Also this week, we've seen crude oil prices soften further still. They're now hovering around the $82-$83 a barrel mark, and the global polymer markets are still not performing too well. We've seen further price decreases there. And this week I've been hearing from distributors that producers have had no choice but to drop prices further. And I'm now hearing total November decreases of anything from around $40 up to $100 a tonne.
So with that in mind, what do you think the outlook is for the African markets?
Well, it really depends who you speak to. One Middle East producer believes there'll be no further PP or PE decreases. He points out that OPEC is expected to decrease its crude oil output later this month. This would help support crude prices and possibly see them start to climb again. But then speaking to a distributor, he feels that the current decreases of around $100 a tonne are not enough to stimulate African buy-in of polymers. He thinks that there should be further decreases next month, and that a drop of another $100 a tonne would be necessary in order to see African buyers really start to purchase. So I think there might be a clearer picture later this month when we see what OPEC does indeed decide to do. So as is often the case, we'll have to wait and see.
That's all very interesting, Jo. Thank you very much for explaining that to us. And please join us again for the next instalment of ISIS Pep Talk, or catch up with all the latest news at ISIS.com. For ISIS here in London, I'm Matt Tudball.